Welcome to SportsMed Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed an article that discussed the rehabilitation programs that incorporate early motion, limited open kinetic chain exercises prior to 6 weeks post-surgery, with a transition to normal open kinetic chain exercises, and incorporates neuromuscular training throughout our best practices during anterior cruciate or ACL reconstruction rehabilitation. ACL reconstruction rehabilitation programs are constantly being evaluated to determine the best practices. The Multicenter Orthopedic Outcomes Network, or MOON Group, consists of 20 clinicians who are investigating many lower extremity injury outcomes. At the beginning of their prospective cohort study in 2005, they created an evidence-based rehabilitation protocol for patients after an ACL reconstruction. The goal was a program that could be performed in multiple clinic sites without expensive equipment. The authors of this systematic review aim to review the literature from 2005 to 2011 for new evidence behind current ACL rehabilitation guidelines. The authors determined favorable outcomes from research studies that promoted early weight bearing and motion, utilized open kinetic chain activities, particularly with short arc quads until 6 weeks post-surgery and then the patient was unrestricted, and incorporated neuromuscular training throughout the rehabilitation program. The authors noted that for many areas of ACL rehabilitation, there are too few studies or not enough high-quality studies to determine best practices in certain areas. For example, there was not enough evidence to support the use of continuous passive motion, postoperative bracing, home-based rehabilitation, neuromuscular electrical stimulation, or accelerated rehabilitation programs. However, the authors did note that optimal electrical stimulation patterns are largely unknown. It's important to note that no deleterious effects were found in studies that investigated these rehabilitation components. However, there were also no determined benefits. The MOON Group reinforces ACL rehabilitation program guidelines that encourage early motion, open kinetic chain post 6 weeks, and neuromuscular training throughout the rehabilitation program. The authors noted that there are many components of ACL rehabilitation programs that are not standardized, such as electrical stimulation parameters and exercise dosing. Hence, further investigation is needed in these areas to establish best practices. It's also interesting to see that accelerated rehabilitation programs have not proven to be superior to traditional programs. Oftentimes, athletes and clinicians get focused on how quickly we can get them back out there. The ACL reconstruction and rehabilitation process has evolved so quickly, and it may be that we have achieved optimal outcomes in the 5 to 6 months return to activities. It would be interesting if the MOON Group would continue to follow these cohorts out to various time points longitudinally to get an idea of long-term outcomes in addition to immediate outcomes. The MOON Group may be able to identify important factors that leave patients susceptible to poor long-term outcomes. These findings may aid in the identification of potential therapeutic intervention windows in at-risk population. Ultimately, we should continue to implement rehabilitation programs early, include neuromuscular training throughout, and transition from limited to unrestricted open kinetic chain activities after 6 weeks. This past week, we had one other post on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. This post reported a study that found that athletes who reported sleeping difficulties during preseason neurocognitive testing performed worse on neurocognitive exams after a concussion and reported more symptoms following a concussion compared with those who reported no difficulties sleeping. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a study that found that novice runners seem to face greater risk of injury than recreational runners. If you have a question that you'd like us to address on this podcast, send us a message via social media. And remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.